This is 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. I'm Sarah D'Elia. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley has introduced a bill that would make serial meetings among public officials illegal. Bentley also wants to close other various loopholes in Alabama's Open Meetings Act. These changes would not only impact Alabama lawmakers at the statehouse level, but also Jefferson County commissioners. Here now to explain the ins and outs of the Open Meetings Act and its impact is Kyle Whitmire of AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So to start off, let's break it down. What exactly is the Open Meetings Act?
Well, the Open Meetings Act has existed for 100 years in Alabama. It was reformed in 2005. Because the law was seen as being too restrictive, and the Alabama Press Association and the worked with the state to come up with a new version of it, which allowed some exemptions, but was supposed to strengthen the law in other ways to say that, you know, if you're going to have a public meeting, it has to be public. And, you know, since then, the law has been scuttled by about three Alabama Supreme Court rulings that have really made it a toothless tiger.
You wrote an article recently that kind of perfectly described what serial meetings are, which kind of go hand in hand with the Open Meetings Act. Go ahead and give us that visual that is so perfect.
Well, I pick on the Jefferson County Commission just because I've seen them do it a lot of times. It's not just the Jefferson County Commission. It's, you know, school boards, it's city councils, it's public bodies all across the state, all of whom are subject to this law. But, you know, at the Jefferson County Courthouse, it's interesting because the hallway where the Jefferson County commissioners have their offices, there are two meeting rooms at either end, and they're usually vacant. You can go in there and turn the lights off and kind of hide like you're in a duck blind and watch what they're doing before a meeting. And there have been lots of contentious votes in the last few years, especially around the bankruptcy. And what you'll see is, you know, and I've described it as this sort of Scooby-Doo type scene where one commissioner will leave one office and cross the hall to another commissioner's office. And then, of course, there are already two people over there. So one of them has to leave or else they'll have a quorum present. So they go across the hall to another commissioner's office and they go back and forth and back and forth. And it's sort of this French farce scene. I mean, the point of the law is not that you're not supposed to have three people in one place. The point of the law is that the discussions that they are clearly having by playing this little game are supposed to happen out in the public where people can witness them, hear their arguments, and, you know, and also have, you know, give other members of the public bodies a chance to speak. You know, General George Bowman never gets to play this game. I always call him Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. He always gets left out. So they come out of it, you know, out of their offices. They go into commission meeting. They have a vote that's almost scripted. And, you know, Bowman's sitting there looking around. The public doesn't really know what's happening. But again, it's not just Jefferson County Commission doing this. It's public bodies all across the state of Alabama. And this law would put an end to that.
So if serial meetings did become illegal, what would the punishment be? And do you have a sense of how it would be enforced, how we would keep track if these meetings were happening or if they'd stopped?
Well, one of the problems right now is that the Supreme Court essentially said the public cannot sue if their public body violates the Open Meetings Act because they have to prove damages, they have to prove they're an interested party. This change would say, yes, they're an interested party. Yes, they can sue for damages. And, you know, if they sue successfully, then they get paid. I mean, you could ostensibly make money by policing this. So maybe that'll get attendance at Jefferson County commission meetings and city council meetings across the state up.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.